I've been talking about the words, the power, what's in the word. Well, you notice text, it says, in the beginning, was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. So whatever God is, he's everything he is in his word, because the word was God. Well, according to John Gospel, chapter 4 and 24, God is a spirit. He's a speaking spirit, because we can see in Genesis, as we looked last week, just kind of review a little bit. He spoke. It said, in Genesis started out like this: in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and the darkness stood upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved up on the face of the water. And God said, so if he said, that means he spoke. And what he said, we see it, because we see light. He said, light be. But then he created man. This is, when we looked at this last week, he created man, and he said to the Godhead, let us create man in our image, in our image. Notice, and after our likeness, God like you. And you are like him in who you are. And you know he like himself, so he like you too. Amen. And in our image, after our likeness, the way we like him. God didn't created you. He did not create you and then said, I don't like him. I don't like her. No, he loves you. And he liked what he created. Amen. And so we find out that God is a God of faith. And that's what we want to get to talk about, because he speaks, and what he says, always, not sometime, but always come to pass. Always. God's word never go out and say, that's too big. Can't do that. No. And so he created this world, and he put man in it. And we looked at this last week. And he said, let them have dominion over everything, fish of the sea, fowls of the air, heavens, creeping things, everything. He said, everything that moved on earth have dominion. And you hear many saying, well, God's in control of this earth. Now I don't know how I can do this. I'll let you have my vehicle and the keys to drive it, and give you the title to it. And I don't know how I can control it, and you got it. I really don't. God gave man authority on this earth. Didn't he do it? He told us to go. In the gospel, he said, go in all the world, didn't he? And preach. Then he said something else. The first thing he said in the gospel of Mark, cast out devil. I mean, get the devil out of your way. Get him out of your business. Get him out of your life. Cast out devils. Amen. Speak with new tongues. See, some people have a problem with that, but the Bible said it. That means he's going to give you the tongue to speak. Amen. And so I found out that God want us to live a life of victory, not defeat. Not in sorrow, not in pain. Pain have never brought me any joy. Have you ever been in pain? You walk around, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. Woo, I'm hurting so bad, but I'm so happy. Thank you, pain, for making me happy. No. You know better than that. So if God want you to be full of joy, amen. So since he created us like himself, I don't see God having pain. Who do you think can give God some pain? The only reason why Jesus suffered pain, that was 3 days. He took that for us. He never suffered any pain. Yeah, he suffered persecution, but not sickness and disease. No. Hallelujah. Amen. And so what we want to do today, I want to talk about you have been endowed, endued, empowered with God, the faith of God. And how all this work with all the stuff going on. I know, because this is why our seats is empty this morning, because there's this pandemic that's going on and called people to stay apart and not gather in large crowds and assemble together because of the deadness, the destructiveness of it. But when you know the truth, you don't have to be afraid of it, because I know what the word says, and I put it into practice. This coronavirus is going around. There's so many people that are dying. They're afraid, and that's what's killing you. I'm here to bring you life and let you know you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to die before your time. You don't have to accept what everybody else is saying. Get in the Bible and find out what God has said. Amen. And you can live in the midst of it. But there are those that will not hear the Lord, so I can't, the word can't help you if you are going to go your own way. But if you receive the word of God and walk in the light of it, this stuff, it's just like Psalm 91 says, it will not come nigh your dwelling. Amen. And you can protect your own property, your own domain. You rule in it. In fact, we'll talk about that some today. You are in charge. When we talked about this last week, Adam was created, and he ruled this earth until he allowed Eve messed it up, and he stood right there and let her do it. And man was separated from God, and all this stuff started happening when Adam allowed Satan in this earth. You notice there was nothing, there wasn't even rain that would come down. The Bible said that a mist would go up from the earth and water the plants. No such thing as storms and tornadoes and disasters and tsunamis and all these different things. Those things started after Adam sinned. And then God get accused of doing it. Amen. But I told you last week that a second Adam showed up. He's called the last Adam. And he restored everything. Everything has been restored. And our job is to get, who have found out, our job is to make sure we get the news to you and let you know you don't have to live that kind of life. Are you following me? You don't have to live that life of defeat, fear, doubt, and be destroyed. Misery, trying to have a good time. People do a lot of stuff trying to have a good time. And it seems like you're having a good time when you're living in the flesh and doing what the flesh wants to do or the devil wants you to do. But it's only a short-lived time, and destruction certainly set in. And you got to deal with all kind of disease, all kind of stuff that the enemy will give you, and then he'll tell you God gave it. God's putting it on you to teach you something. So all these kind of lies he's throwing at you. So that's why you have to get in the word. Amen. And find out what God has said.